Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Senior Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Thank you for joining us today as we share together in God's precious Word. Here's Senior Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
I wanted to finish. We've kind of been doing a study. Israel, the millennium, another thing that I tried to tie them together because Israel has a great part in the millennial reign of Christ. So that's the reason I tied Israel in with the millennium. We had weeks of study about the millennial reign of Christ. But this morning, quite a few requests to mention about loved ones, family members that have died. But you know, we're promised a resurrection. It's not the end. Matter of fact, it's just the beginning. For those who died and who are in Christ, those who are believers understand this. They're much better off than we are. In heaven today, David just lost a beautiful wife, Pat, just a few weeks ago. She's in heaven today, rejoicing, having a great time. In heaven, waiting for David. David, are you still going to heaven? Okay, waiting for David, waiting for Linda, the loved ones, to join them. But I mentioned this the other day. Matter of fact, I think it was the other night. That the greatest thing in heaven won't be our loved ones, it won't be the streets of gold, it won't be the mansions that's prepared, it won't be the New Jerusalem. The greatest thing that I can't wait to see is Jesus Christ. He's worth it all. If we didn't get nothing else but seeing Him, it's worth it all. But one day we're going to see Him face to face. I want to talk this morning about resurrection, if you will. Turn me to John chapter number 5. There's going to be two resurrections. Now, actually, when we talk about the resurrection of the just, it's going to be three parts, and we'll talk about that in just a minute. And those of you who are new to the study, the resurrection of the just is in three different parts. The resurrection of the unjust, there's one resurrection of them, but totally there's two resurrections. Resurrection of the just, resurrection of the unjust. And we see here in John chapter number 5, let's begin in verse number 24. John chapter number 5 and verse number 24. Jesus is speaking. He says, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life and shall not pass into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming and now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live. For as the Father hath life in himself, so hath he given to the Son to have life in himself, and hath given him," speaking of Christ, "the authority to execute judgment also, because he is the Son of Man." This is speaking of Christ. "Marvel not at this, for the hour is coming in which all that are in the graves shall hear his voice." Now notice the word "all." The word "all" is all-encompassing. And we'll see in the next verse, this is believers and unbelievers. Everyone that has ever lived will receive a resurrected body. Everyone, from the time of Adam to the last person that will ever die, they will all receive resurrected bodies. And it makes it a little bit more clear in verse number 29. "And they shall come forth in their resurrected bodies, they that have done good," in other words, not so much good works, but good that they accepted Christ as their Savior, "unto the resurrection of life." These are believers. They will be resurrected. And Jesus is calling it resurrection of life. "And they that have done evil," these are Christ rejectors, "unto the resurrection of damnation." So you see, Jesus talks about these two different types of resurrection. One is for believers, and one is for unbelievers. Now, the term resurrection is simply, it means a standing up. Literally, a standing up, and it's the word resurrection is only mentioned in the New Testament. Approximately 40 times in our King James Bible, the word resurrection is mentioned. It's not mentioned, the word itself, in the Old Testament. However, the Old Testament is full of references of the thought of resurrection. Matter of fact, I have a list of, not an entire list, but just some of the books in the Old Testament. Job speaks of the resurrection. The book of Psalms, many of the Psalms speaks of the resurrection without using that term, but it speaks of the rising of the dead. Isaiah, Ezekiel, Daniel, Hosea, all of the Old Testament books speak of a resurrection. But the term is only used specifically in the New Testament. Most of you Bible students, it's an interesting thought, and I'll get to that, why that is, in just a little bit. But I want you to notice in 1 Corinthians chapter number 15, turn with me there. Jesus talked about the resurrection of the righteous and the resurrection for the ones who, the unbelievers of damnation. And John, in 1 Corinthians chapter number 15, it's the great resurrection chapter, where it's known throughout all God's word is that great chapter of resurrection. But let's begin in verse number 12. 1 Corinthians chapter number 15. Now if Christ be preached that he rose from the dead, how say some among you that there is no resurrection of the dead? But if there be no resurrection of the dead, then is Christ not risen. And if Christ be not risen, then is our preaching vain, and your faith is also vain. In other words, if Christ is not risen from the dead, everything that we believe is vain. The gospel we proclaim, everything, that's our foundation. That's the bedrock. By the way, that's what separates Christianity from every other religion. You understand that? We have the only risen Savior. Amen. The only one. I love that song when DJ and Doug and them sing that song. You can go to the grave of Buddha or Muhammad or these others, but if you go to the grave of Jesus, he's not there. He's risen. Amen. He's the only one, the only one. He's the only one that has ever risen from the dead. And because of that, if he's not, then what we preach, what we believe, it's vain. Verse number 15. Yea, and we are found to be false. We're to be liars of God, because we have testified of God that he raised up Christ, whom he raised not up, if so be that the dead rise not. And if the dead rise not, then is Christ not raised. And if Christ be not raised, your faith is vain, and ye are yet in your sins. You're still lost, and there's no hope for you or for me if Christ did not rise from the dead. That's the foundation. That's fundamental of the gospel. Verse number 18. Then they also which are fallen asleep in Christ are perished. And they use this word in the New Testament. It's used nowhere else, the term fallen asleep. Believers in the New Testament are speaking about their sleep in Christ. The word asleep means their restful repose. Their rest is not, it does not mean that they're asleep, we think, on a firm mattress bed or that Sleep Number mattress. Not aware of the situation. It means that they're at rest with the Lord. That's what that term means, that they're asleep in Christ. They're perished if Christ be not raised. Verse number 19. If in this life only we have hope in Christ, if this is all it is, we are most men, of all men, most miserable. But I love verse number 20. In my old Bible, I have this underlined. But now is Christ risen. Folk, that changed everything. But now is Christ risen from the dead and become the first fruits of them that slept. We'll get into that in just a moment. And since by man came death, by man came also the resurrection of the dead. For in Adam all die, he was the first man, and even so in Christ shall all be made alive. He was that second man, Adam. But notice this, I read all that to get to verse number 23. But every man in his own order. Again, we looked in John chapter number 5, where Jesus talks about there's a resurrection for the good, for the saved people. There's resurrection for the unsaved people. Then notice here in verse number 23, but every man in his own order. This word order that's used in this verse is the only time used in all the Bible, in all the New Testament in particular. It literally means that which has been arranged. It's been set in order. That's what has been arranged. So everyone will be resurrected at their time, at their order, that which has been arranged. Are y'all following?
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Senior Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.